You recently got into a heated exchange with a friend, and things between you were tense for days afterwards. When you both met up with mutual friends for pizza the following week, she threw a weak, matter-of-fact apology your way. And although you should be happy about it, you feel dissatisfied. It didn't feel genuine, and you don't trust it. And honestly, it kind of feels like maybe she shouldn't have said sorry at all, if it was gonna be so empty. But shouldn't you be grateful? Shouldn't you be happy that she at least said sorry? Why does it feel like sometimes a friend's apology isn't enough? In today's episode of the Friend Forward podcast, I'm walking you through three signs that you should not apologize, and one sign that you definitely should. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it. Okay, so as you read the title of this episode, three times when you should not apologize to a friend, it sounds a little harsh, right? It sounds stubborn, perhaps, when you read it outlined that way. But I want you to hear me out, okay? Because not every apology is a good apology. And I know you know that because you probably have your share of bad apologies, right? When people offer you a half-hearted sorry and it makes you even more infuriated. I know you know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are still, it's happening right now. You're still upset about it, right? Well, I'm gonna walk you through three times when you probably shouldn't say sorry to a friend. And it might be a new angle maybe you've heard, but I think it'll bring us more joy if we absorb this information, if we like download it into our brains, okay? So here's the first sign that you should not apologize to a friend. Whenever you plan on doing the thing that you're apologizing for again. So let's say you consistently cancel plans. Like this is what you do. You say, yeah, I'll be there. And then it's kind of your thing to like not be there, right? Even though you said you would, you do it every weekend. Or when you, let's say an issue of drinking a lot and your friends don't like that you drink a lot because of, you know, certain behaviors that it draws out of you or whatever it is, but a behavior that you do often and you plan to do again. You know you're going to do again. If that's the case, you probably shouldn't say sorry. If a friend calls you out about the canceling plans, but you have no intention of doing better, then what is the sorry offer? If you plan on drinking a lot because that's how you relax and it's what you like to do, then to apologize for drinking a lot doesn't help. It doesn't offer any assurance to friends or security. Now, maybe you're apologizing for a comment that you made while in that state, but if you're apologizing for drinking 6 or 7 shots or whatever it is, but you know you're gonna do that again because it's what you enjoy doing, you shouldn't do it. If you have exhibited any other kind of behavior toward a friend, but you know that this is how you default operate, then you shouldn't apologize. Why? Because trust is really important in a friendship. Mutual respect is really important in a friendship. And if a friend hears you say you're sorry for something that you know you're going to do again, it begins to tear away at the fabric of trust. Now, I know that might sound dramatic or really intense, but over time, if a friend is looking me in the eyes and telling me she's sorry for something that we both know she's going to do again, it eats away at the trust and security that I have in the relationship, in this person's word. And it also kind of messes with the respect that I have for my friend. Maybe I love her well enough and I enjoy her company, but the amount of respect I have for her for saying something to me that is empty and that is not intentional and that is untrue. So that would be the first time when you probably want to keep your sorry to yourself. The next instance where you should probably keep your apology is if you're only doing it to expedite the reconciliation process. So here's what I mean. You have a friend who's really upset with you about something and you say sorry really, really quickly, but it's mostly because you want her to get over it. You want to move forward and you feel uncomfortable sitting in that tense hot seat, right? You don't like feeling like someone's coming at you. You don't really enjoy being held accountable, if we call it what it is. You don't like sitting with awkward feelings of knowing that you've hurt her feelings. And so to move the process along, you offer in, I'm sorry. Now, here's what that looks like. Most of us are more immediately familiar with that in a romantic context. So I'll give you an example in a romantic context and you'll be like, oh gosh, yes, yes, I'm familiar, okay? Let's say I'm dating some guy and, you know, we're hanging out, whatever, we're getting to know each other. And on like our 6th date, he does something that's kind of annoying. And I tell him like, hey, I don't like that. That wasn't cool. And he's like, okay, sorry. All right, sorry, my bad. it feels dismissive, it feels quick, and really what that person's asking for in that moment is, oh gosh, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to have to sit and listen to you share with me how I made you uncomfortable. I don't want to have to like tolerate that. And maybe I'm totally ill-equipped to navigate conflict with you. I don't know what to say or do. So I'm going to rush this along by saying, sorry. If your apology is just a means of getting the person to move on from being upset so that you don't have to endure that discomfort, that wouldn't be a time to say sorry. And finally, if you don't want your friends to be mad at you, now this is for my people pleasers, and if this is especially resonating with you, this particular point, I highly encourage you to go and listen to a recent episode that we did with boundaries expert Terry Cole. I am still getting messages on that episode, okay? For my people pleasers, that episode has your name all over it, all right? But as it relates to apologies, when we talk about saying sorry, some people offer an apology when there has been no wrongdoing. There has been no offense, no violation. But because we don't want our friends to be mad at us at all, we're readily offering I'm sorry's. I mean, this is for those of you who, you know, somebody steps on your foot while waiting in line. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, girl, they stepped on your foot. And I'm laughing because we've all done it. For some of us, it's such a reflexive behavior. But really looking at a time when you maybe have a, not even a tense moment with a friend, but there's any kind of inconvenience or anything with the friend, and you're quick to say, hey, I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. That's called over-apologizing. I encourage you to look it up if this is you. Over-apologizing. There's no need to say sorry when there's been no wrongdoing. There's been no harm caused, but because you want to eliminate any possibility of a friend ever being upset with you, whether warranted or not, you use apologies to buffer that possibility, to buffer any potential possibility of not being in good standing with a friend or her having any emotions towards you that are not positive. And so over-apologizing would be just as unproductive and problematic as those who offer annoyed and dismissive apologies or those who apologize with no intent of doing better. Now, when should we apologize to a friend? Whenever you have caused harm and you want to take ownership of it and you want to repair the relationship, then you offer an apology. Now, even if you don't want to repair the relationship, let's say you've done something hurtful and you don't want to restore the friendship, you're at least trying to take ownership over something that you've done that caused harm to someone, okay? Maybe your intention is not to reconcile afterwards, but almost as an extension of your values of self-respect and dignity, you want to apologize, which shows I take ownership over that thing I did that caused you harm, or that thing I didn't do that caused you harm. Here's the thing, when it comes to connecting with friends, you see all these articles, I'm sure you do, because I'm often asked to offer a quote or something for certain, you know, media outlets and things like that, when they're doing these 5 ways to do this and 10 ways to do this, and all these articles on like how to connect with a friend, how to go deeper in your friendship, and those are all well and good. But oftentimes they talk about feelings and certain gestures you can do and certain niceties, and that's all very pleasant. I think we often overlook the opportunity for connection in apologies. It is an opportunity to connect more deeply. If you have a friend who can look you in the eyes in a vulnerable, sincere way and say, hey, I apologize about what I said last week. That wasn't okay. I know that it hurt you. If you did that to me, I'd be upset. And I'm going to work really hard to make sure I don't pop off like that again. Like I'm going to be mindful now on of speaking to you that way. I mean, that is the kind of apology that we only dream of receiving from people who've harmed us. Because it does a couple things. It uses the word apologize. It acknowledges the harm. And it ends with a person outlining their intentions for repair and for doing better. That's a full apology. And if that's something that you're not prepared to offer in full, I want you to think twice about offering these minimal, watered down, diluted apologies in the first place. Because they could be doing more harm than good to the friendship overall. As your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to think about apologies in your life recently, in the friendship context, of course. Either an apology that now that we've discussed it, you feel like you owe, or apologies that you offered that were unproductive and maybe did more harm than good. Your relationship with apologizing to other people. Are you overdoing it because you're scared of people being mad at you? Are you not doing it at all out of a place of stubbornness or a lack of humility, a lack of really being able to identify the role that you play and harm caused? This is just me facilitating a moment for us to reflect on it, because if we all claim, hey, I want to be a better friend, well, it starts with us. If this is something that's especially resonating with you, I would love for you to book a private session for us to talk through it at betterfemalefriendships.com. Or you can join our email list at the same website so you can get the upcoming details for our next cohort of the Friendship Elevated program, which is an 8-week program of very intense personal friendship work with a community of your peers and with me. So hopefully you join our email list. You can do that at betterfemalefriendships.com in order to receive the details of that program soon enough. Until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.